In recent years, one of the biggest debates in Tennessee has been whether to give families vouchers for their children to attend private schools. State lawmakers have repeatedly tried and failed to get a plan through. But as WPLN's Chas Sisk reports, conversations with the candidates for governor show that the issue may be waning in importance.
To understand how much the debate over vouchers has receded, consider a recent gubernatorial forum on education. In an hour of questioning, vouchers weren't brought up once. That's a far cry from the 1990s and early 2000s, when vouchers were often hailed as the future of public education. In one-on-one interviews, some candidates for governor say the idea is still worth exploring. That pro-voucher camp includes Representative Diane Black and businessmen Bill Lee and Randy Boyd. Here's how Boyd makes the argument.
And so I believe in competition and choice. As a business person, I think the more competition we have, the better.
But Boyd isn't putting forth a plan for vouchers. Black and Lee aren't either. And without specifics, vouchers probably aren't going to happen in Tennessee. For many years, Republicans in the state legislature have said they agreed in principle with vouchers. At their urging, Governor Bill Haslam's office even drafted a plan. But the details always trip them up. Now, House Speaker Beth Harwell, a veteran of those fights, says she's ready to move on.
You know, we have discussed this now for 7 years in the legislature, and we've never been able to design a plan that is suitable to Tennessee and that can pass the Tennessee General Assembly. So it would not be my priority.
Harwell suggests the focus should instead be on funding public schools. That's the same argument House Democratic leader Craig Fitzhugh makes, as does Carl Dean, even though he pushed alternatives to traditional education when he was Nashville's mayor.
I do not support vouchers. I believe that what vouchers will end up doing is taking money away from the public education system, which is already underfunded.
Studies questioning the effectiveness of vouchers have recently slowed their spread, but not stopped the programs entirely. 14 states now offer vouchers. Maryland joined the club just 2 years ago. In Tennessee, however, it's unlikely the governor's race is going to reignite the debate. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.